We're going to talk what happened on Bold and Beautiful, of course. I have lots of announcements to make. We have some new things happening in our little universe here at AfterBuzz TV and Bold and Beautiful universe. So grab a drink and join me.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
You know, this is live television, which I have no chips in my beer because I was eating some chips really quick. You guys, it's Sunday night. It's the end of the soap block. And you know what that means. It is time, my microphone, I'm going to turn it that way. It's time for the Bold Breakdown, the Bold and Beautiful After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, James Lott Jr., and I see my co-hosts are in here. Hi, Amanda Pennell. I love you guys. You're in there. I'll do some more shout-outs as it starts to populate. Glad you could join me tonight. For those of you guys who are watching from the East Coast, I'm always glad you can come in. I'm the last face and voice you will hear before you go to bed, hopefully. That's right. You're so fortunate. And I'm fortunate to have you guys. And here we go. That's right. I love that theme. So much to talk about. So first, like us on Facebook, of course. Use the hashtag Bold Breakdown on Twitter. My handle is James Lott Jr. and Jr. is spelled out. Go on YouTube and iTunes, of course, to watch our show or listen to our show. iTunes, you can hear my wonderful voice. On YouTube, you can watch me. But they're both under the Bold and Beautiful After Show. So you want to go make sure you look under that to find the Bold Breakdown. Now, I want to give, again, just some thanks to you guys who are just so wonderful. The Bold and Beautiful Mini Spotlights that I produce for JLJ Media, I've done over 30,000 views. Thank you so much. You guys are watching them. Some new ones will be happening this month while I am on hiatus. Yes, there's a hiatus. For today, today's the spring finale, the late spring finale. And I'll be back in 4 weeks. Hi, Jacob Marquez. But the BB Mini Spotlights, which are on my page, JLJ Media on YouTube, are doing so well. Thank you so much for watching those. And also, I started the Bold and Beautiful Rewind, which is an audio podcast on Spreaker.com. Once I get to 5 episodes, I will have it on iTunes. They have a special policy on iTunes. But we already have 3 or 4 episodes already up. They're on Spreaker.com/JLJ Media. And Sean Kanan is one of them, and Anthony Trippell is in one of them. So you're going to want to listen to those to hear what they had to say. Hi, Amber's baby. They gave me some exclusives. People were asking some questions. They answered some of them. So go to Spreaker.com/JLJ Media. Or again, everything is on the Bold and Beautiful, our after show page, the Bold Breakdown. Go there. You can see everything is on there. Zola Bindi, is that how you pronounce your name? Hello, James. First time here. It's 5 a.m. in South Africa. You're from South Africa. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. You're awake doing schoolwork, watching the soap shows live. You watch all 4 of the soap shows here today. That's great. Oh, my God. Zola, well, welcome. You're our fan of the week. Because I don't do that normally, but just I'm going to give it to you because it's... You're watching from South Africa. I really appreciate that very much. I hope to come to your country one day. I'd love to come there one day. So we're going to talk about the episodes that happened. I'm going to show some of my clips, you guys. I have some clips for you guys. And give you some announcements at the end of the show about some upcoming events that are Bold and Beautiful related. Yes, I got a bunch of stuff coming up that you guys are just going to scream and laugh. So the first thing we're going to talk about Monday and Tuesday. And... I'm just going to do the week, because I welcome to the last, like, we weren't on the week before that, so it's just way too much for that. But this week, it picks up with the Forresters on Monday and Tuesday. The Forresters ask Thomas to come back. He says no. He's going to be partners with Sally. And the part that made me so sad was Saul. How do you guys feel about that? He really wanted to partner with Sally. He was so excited and really wanted to play his case as a designer himself. But she's choosing her man. Hi, Nikisha. So I think they're heating up to a little triangle. What do you guys think? I think it's going to be. I still like the fact that I always call Thomas New Thorn, and that he's kind of with the Spectras, like Thorn was with Macy and all them. Nice nod to history. I love it. I just love it so much. And it just works. To me, it just works. And Alex Wise, who plays Saul, plays the kind of wounded... character who's you can tell clearly has feelings for Sally, but really wants to help. I would just say when she tells him basically she's going with Thomas, he's like the white knight. It's just such a great job with that. Hi, Daisy Flower. Hi, Cheyenne. You guys, oh my, I love you guys are here. I love it. Rick and Maya are in Paris and missing Lizzie. I see something coming up. I don't know what it is. I have a feeling that we're going a direction that's going to be really painful because watching Rick and Maya miss Lizzie, but then watching Vivian and Nicole talk with Lizzie sitting in the cute little baby. I think she can't give birth to kids. There's a problem with her, and she gave birth to Lizzie, which was her only shot, basically. I have a feeling they're going that direction, right? You know, I think I don't know. Let's see what's going on here. This is nothing like Thorne and Maisie. Thorne and Sally don't do it for you. I think you remember you don't like them together. How is Saul surprised? Sally's always been clear she wants Thomas. Well, because Saul at first thought, because Thomas Blue was kind of, he thought maybe she used it out of the picture in terms of before you go back to the Forcers and be just back and pull his money or whatever, that he thought he had a chance. That's why I think he was so surprised. I think he had a chance. A lot of people aren't buying Thomas and Sally, but I also know a lot of people who are buying Thomas and Sally. It's one of those things, you know, it's soaps, you know how it is. Everyone has their groups that they like and don't like, and it's funny because, I mean, this is not a spoiler because you guys have seen this, Caroline's coming back. Everybody's been asking for Caroline, including myself. And so Caroline's coming back. So I think something's brewing. Personally, I like Tom and Sally together. I don't know what you guys aren't seeing, but I like it. I think it does work. I like it. But I think they're going with a Sally-Thomas-Saul triangle, I think. And if Caroline's coming in, that'd be a rectangle, a quadrangle, however you want to use the words there. So I don't know. Now, in terms of the Yvonne's, I'm seeing Cheyenne, you don't like the Yvonne storyline. Nicole's going to steal that baby. I have a feeling something's going that direction. Because I want to ask you ladies out there, I can't have a child, so I can't have kids, but you guys can. I mean, how would you feel about that? If you wanted to have a baby, if you were a surrogate for your sister, thinking at some point you could have your own kids too, and you find you can't, then how does that make you feel? Like, what do you do with that? You see a child that looks like you, that's sitting there, and you know you gave a contract and you promised this kid to. I mean, it must be so complicated. It must be so complicated. When he first saw Sally, he thought he was gay. And I thought he was just kind of nerdy. I didn't get that. I thought for Caroline's. I know I'm having Caroline's come back too. Oh, so it's too rushed for you, Daisy. Okay, I can. Well, you know, Bone Beautiful goes fast. I'll give you points on that one. Thomas was, you like Sally and Thomas, okay. Thomas was obsessed with Caroline for at least 5 years when he comes back. It's going to be torn. Well, here's the thing. I said on a show here, well, Zoli, I don't know if you haven't watched our show, but I did say that. And I actually talked to Pearson about that too. When Zoli had to watch my Pearson interview that I did recently, we did talk about that. It was fast. Because remember, he was seeing Sasha. And I like the Sasha Thomas thing because they didn't ignore Zendi or Caroline in this situation. Their feelings for them were still kind of there, but they were forging their own kind of bond. And I feel bad that Sasha got thrown to the curb for Sally. I said that on camera. But I like Courtney Hope's portrayal of Sally, and I like the two of them. For me, it works. I understand why Nicole's upset, but currently isn't giving other options a chance. Yeah, I know. It's kind of like, I'm glad you said that, Amanda, because I have friends who are adopted and they do adoption. Or, again, have Zendi and another woman be a surrogate. They go to, ask Sasha. I'm just kidding. Wouldn't that be funny? They go to the other sister. Hi, can you give it? That could actually be kind of funny. Like, maybe some redemption story there. I don't know. I would be beside myself. I would probably have to get some sort of visitation or custody of the baby. That's what I'm wondering. Like, it's kind of like you did this on the premise that you could have your own kids one day, so it would be no problem. But now you can't have your own kids one day. You see this reminder, what do you do? Yeah, Zendi was adopted himself. Exactly. So there should be some more talk about that. They don't talk about adoption on soaps enough, do they? They always like, you can't have a baby, all of a sudden it's like steal a baby. I'm like, no, adoption is a viable option. It is. Caroline and Ridge. Well, Katie Bonnet. Hi, Katie Bonnet, first of all. Oh, hi, Rodelli. You're here too. Michelle D, good you guys come in. I actually liked Ridge and Caroline. I think it was all kind of rushed. How they broke it all down. I will totally agree with you guys completely. So, but now I go with what they're giving me. So this is what I'm like, okay, can I buy it? I can buy it. I would truly be sad I couldn't take the baby away. It's like Nicole's a part of Lizzie's life. That's true too. She can still be auntie and She's gonna see the kid all the time. So I don't know. I can't give birth. So I don't know. For me, what does that mean? I don't know. Zen is shooting blanks. Hi, Sean Bowman. Hello. I got a lot of people watching tonight. I like this, you guys. This is so great. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know either. But Sally and Thomas are happy. They're going to be the hottest design team in L.A. That's what he said. That's what he said. And on Tuesday, Katie thanks Eric for being on the team with Ivy and Quim. And Katie, so do you believe Katie really means it? I feel like she kind of means it a little bit. I feel like Katie does really feel like she's contributing to something. Like she feels useful again. So that's going back and forth going, is she really just saying that? Is she not? I almost believe that she really is. I think she really is enjoying this whole designing jewelry pieces. And I love it how she's, this happened with Zenday too, how they feel like they design a piece of jewelry, it should be in a collection. It's like, girl, you know you've only done this your first time doing this. You got to take some time. And so Quinn actually says, I think Quinn really is like, because the one thing Quinn doesn't mess with is her jewelry and her professional stuff. So I kind of feel like, anyway, even when I was like, okay, they're not all that, they're okay. The earrings are good. It's a tricky situation anyway because all three of them know what's going on. But I almost agree with Quinn and Ivy's kind of like, yeah, I mean, come on, Katie, calm down. You just started. We get some boundaries there. Eric and Ridge, of course, working together in a new collection. We had some Coco and Thomas talking at Spectra. He sticks up for Sally, of course. And some really wonderful scenes for me. I enjoyed both Courtney's, Hope and Grosbeck, who play sisters, Sally and Coco. They're trying to get back together and talking it out, and it's really working that out. Quinn and Ridge talk at the special house, where there's a bed just like right there, of course, by Katie. Katie and Eric have lunch. His business date dropped out, and there's Katie to be right there. And she brings up her new designs. It was so funny. Like a little sly one there. Mm-hmm. Katie's suspicious. She thinks something's going on, but she's trying to be suspicious. So, our first flashback of the evening. I'm still loving the slaps. I'm all about the slaps right now. I'm slap happy. And the first one's from 2013 when Brooke slaps Katie. And let's show that one.
Your words mean nothing. Stephanie was right all along. You are just a slut from the valley.
Oh! Oh. That's a good slap, too. Yeah. I love it. You're just a slut from the valley. That's what Stephanie used to call her back in the day. She was a slut from the valley. And here I am in the valley. That's why I found out years later. I work in the valley, so it's kind of funny. I love that slap. Just like, some of those slaps are good. I don't know if that was for real or not, but that was a full hand. That was a good old slap. All right. Then we got to Wednesday. Now, Wednesday, you have Katie and Eric still having lunch and talking about her love life. They're totally saying this. I don't want Katie and Eric together. I just don't. They should stay friends. I don't want them together. But I think they're leading that direction. But a conversation about she wants somebody reliable, and there's nobody there. And how she feels a little bad. She wants somebody safe. Although that part was kind of funny. She wants somebody safe who will be there for her. As we get older, that's kind of what happens. Let's see what you guys are saying in here. Katie's taking out her anger at Brooke on Bill on Quinn. Okay. Katie's going to go crazy. Katie should be living this amazing life, enjoying a divorce settlement, but she is just being a creepy person. So you guys are not really feeling Katie these days. Katie and Wyatt could add another dynamic. I thought about that. When we were sitting together at that dinner thing later on in the week, I thought about that. I was like, Katie and Wyatt. How would his father feel about that? Same here, man. I never thought of Katie and Wyatt either until you just said that. I'm like, I don't know if I want that either, but I'm like, that's an interesting dynamic. I mean, we turnabout's fair play, right? Be very interesting. The doctor told Nicole most surrogates have their own children prior, but she didn't listen. Well, there you go. You have to listen, I guess. Quinn and Ridge are talking at the guest house and about Katie, what she wants. I love how they're like, I don't even like you. I didn't like you in the first either. I don't know why we keep doing this to each other. I don't even like you. And they start making out. There's a bed right behind them. They lay down on the bed, kissing. Those kisses were like, there's something else. Sally and Coco give each other a chance. After all that, she gives her a chance. A great scene. And he gets mentioned in the chat room. Yeah, Saul and Thomas. I know. I was kind of like, okay, Thomas, you're getting a little too. And Amber's Baby brings this up. I hate how Thomas tried to blame Saul for Sally's decision of bossing around. I wish Saul would have stood up to him more. Well, you know, Saul, the way Alex Wives played Saul when he was looking at him, that look on his face was like he wanted to rip his head off. Of course, Pearson Froday is like 20 feet tall. He's even taller than I am. That's like, we could do anything. But it's just, you could tell something's brewing. He's not a fighter. He's not a fist fighter. He's going to, and also, like you said, he's kind of a nerd. He's trying to figure out his way, and he knows that Sally's into him, so into Thomas. So I think Quinn's new tailor. That's pretty funny. I think it's brewing. I think something's brewing. I don't know what Saul's going to do, how he's going to turn into, but I think something's going to happen there. But I agree with you. I thought Thomas going hard on Saul, I'm like, that really wasn't necessary. I think you know the whole story, because, you know, Shirley was part of this whole big push to do this, and, you know, it's a story. So, and Saul, just, I mean, he did say, we did at the end, he did say, I'll do whatever Sally wants. He was very angry. Hoping Saul and Thomas romance. Oh, Matthew M. Payne is in the chat room. Matthew M. Payne's in the chat room. Oh, Matthew M. Payne. Yeah, Saul's going to snap. He is going to snap, but he's so good. Oh, my God. His acting this week was so good. We're going to show the next bold flashback. Like I said, I'm still stuck on these slaps. This one is when Brooke slaps Taylor in 2012.
And Thorn was Bridge's brother, and Eric was his father, and Deacon was your son-in-law. Oh. How dare you?
I was like, how dare you? It's like, you did. And she, Taylor spoke the truth. How dare you? She spoke the truth. You like Saul too, thinking it's maybe you do. Cheyenne, what are you saying? I hate that Nicole acting like Rick and Maya haven't been there for Lizzie. Parents work. Well, I think what's happening is, Cheyenne, is that she's trying to make excuses to kind of like lead towards getting the baby, I guess. Don't you think? She's like making up all these kind of like, we should be home for the child. I'm like, that's yeah, they you know, yeah, parents have to work. Things. I think there's something going on there. But yeah, I like Saul. I think he's good. So Thursday, there was no show. The presidential address. I didn't watch that either. So I just picked up on Friday. So I went to Friday. And Friday, they apparently had a dinner. And it was Rich, Quinn, Wyatt, Katie, and Eric. That's what I said when I saw Katie and Wyatt sit next to her. I was like, oh, interesting. It's about Thomas working at Spectra. He lets everybody know he's working at Spectra. Eric is so happy. They're really setting this up. Eric's so happy that his son and wife are living under the same roof. They're getting started. They're getting started. They're going to do something. And Thomas and Steffi talk. And, you know, and there's a little, because they're brother and sister. There's a little sad scene there. He's like, I'm not coming back. You know, he's like, he doesn't feel like he's wanted there. He's not coming back. I get it. So he's not doing it. And Sal and Steffi's not happy, of course. But folks at Spectra are happy. They're excited. They actually have a chance to be a real true competitor, which I like this part. I hope this is the difference between the Spectra of old and Spectra of now, that they really are going to try to make really good designs. And I like the fact of Thomas and Sally want to become this design couple, which there are a few of those out there, of course. I think it'd be fun. I'm curious to see what they do. More fashion shows. You know me, I'm all about fashion shows. More fashion shows, more fashion shows, more fashion shows. I'm ready for that. Hi, Dulaman. So you're in here. Dulaman, you're in here. You hate Ridge. Hate King Ridge, who has to be right all the time. RJ and Coco, they end up talking and about Thomas and the whole thing there. And I asked Anthony Trappell on our Bold and Beautiful Rewind audio podcast last week, who was a true, like, forbidden couple. I said Thomas and Sally or RJ and Coco. And he said RJ and Coco. That's what he said. So it was kind of funny. What's the name of the young girl at Spectra and what's the name of Patricia Darbo's character? Okay. So it's Darlita is the assistant who's like modeled after Darla, but she's Hispanic. Patricia Darbo is Shirley Spectra, Sally's sister. Perfect casting. Any other names you need to know. I agree. More Zenday, please. I agree also. More Zenday in any way, shape, or form. I am ready. More of that. So Steffi goes to visit Sally, of course, because why not? She has to go there and visit her. You stole from us again. I love that. I love your brother. So we should become friends. We should go out sometime. The original Sally and Stephanie would love that or something. And she's like, nope. Sally's like, I'm not having it, girl. I'm getting out of your office right now because I'm done with you. I'm tired of taking everything from us. She's not having it. Quinn and Katie end up talking about including her pieces. You know, it's up to Eric, of course. Katie's like, we can be friendly, right? Quinn's not having it. Yes, Katie, I agree with you. I learned that Thomas taking on Thorne's character. Like I said, he's Thorne Jr. So Katie is, Quinn and Eric talk. Katie's a good person. She's like, just hold me. I just want to be held. While she's being held, who's thinking about her and Ridge kissing? What is Ridge? And he sits in that guest house all alone with a drink in his hand. Think about him and Quinn kissing. I think it's a matter of time, isn't it? They're going to sleep together, aren't they? It's a matter of time. They are going to sleep together. It's a matter of time. Crazy. Katie is my spirit animal. She's my spirit animal, too, Matthew Aaron Payne. I love Katie. Quinn and Ridge need to stop this affair let. Or it is kind of an affair let. Or a proper affair. None of these half measures. Okay, so the one thing I've been very impressed with, I've said on the show before, is that they didn't go full affair, and it's causing so many problems. That's very different for Bold and the Beautiful. Usually they have them sleep together. The fact that they didn't makes it even stronger because they haven't, because there's an emotional connection. That's what's crazy. So I think, I don't know, I think if they sleep together, that will be the nail in the coffin. I feel so bad for Eric. Oh, my God. But the acting, John McCook's going to have the acting time of his life. The Rick and Katie are shrew, but I understand they want her to protect Eric. And they're using, she's the one, because everybody else in the show, if you could tell, they're all kind of siding with Quinn and Ridge by not telling Eric. So he needs somebody who knows what's going on to be like, this is wrong. This is not good. I mean, they kind of have to, right? I think Ivy's the only woman on the show that Ridge hasn't been with. I know, really. But I guess they could be because they're actually not biologically related. Because he's not really a Forester, not biologically. You love Katie too, Amherst? Maybe yes, of course. Back to more Zenday, please. I totally just want to agree with that, of course. Okay, you guys. So I'm going to show you a piece of an interview. You guys, you just missed this. I talked to Ron Moss last week. And we talked about many things. Bone Beautiful was part of them. I'm going to show you the whole interview, of course. You have to go to Bold Breakdown page. It's on there. Go to AfterBuzz TV. Go to iTunes. Go to iTunes or YouTube. Go under Spotlight On, and it's Ron Moss. It's there. But I want to tell you, I have one rant. I have a mini rant to say this. I'm going to say this on camera because I think it's really just rude. One of the Facebook groups, I'm not going to say which one it is, when I shared this picture, the women on that page tore Ron Moss to shreds about the way he looks. Ron Moss, actually, he was here in person. I met him several times now. Is actually really hot in person. He completely has a great body, whatever, but he is a man of a certain age. He has wrinkles. He has gray hair by choice. And I thought it was very interesting that women who get attacked for their looks all the time were the ones to attack his looks. Just in that picture, it's like, wow, he aged. Oh, my God. And I just want to say I was very disappointed. Very disappointed in people who did that because he's actually a great guy, really nice, really funny, has great stories. And he's a man of a certain age. He's aged. We've all aged. It's kind of, thinking Nikisha, he is a hottie. Thank you, Jacob. It was a good. Thank you. I had a really good time talking to him. Now, we're talking to him again in the fall, him and his wife, Devin Vasquez. We're going to be working on something together. But he is a guy who's aged, and he plays characters that belie that age. And I just think it was really weird. It was really weird. I was not expecting that. But it's a great interview. There's a piece of that interview. Which is a couple of your leading ladies. So they were on the show. And the fans in here are just like, they're blowing up, of course, in here. Susan Flannery.
Intelligent, funny, irreverent, a real body lady. That's an old term.
Yes.
Body.
Yeah,
right?
But I love the word. I love the word.
Gutsy,
yeah.
Just doesn't give a shit.
Yes, I love that.
She'll say whatever she wants, no matter what.
Was, in your opinion, was Riz the love of her life, so to speak?
Her oldest son? Yeah, probably.
Everybody kind of feels like, when we talk about that, it's like, Ridge seemed like, I mean, she loved, of course she loved Eric and everybody, but
there was a real connection between Ridge and Stephanie, and
yes.
People would go, what's going on there? You know, got a little mother-son thing, and it's like, no, it's just a love of your eldest son, and it's I think we were probably more alike than not.
Interesting.
But I got along great with Susan. She was always great. I learned a hell of a lot from her and from John.
Sure. We're going to talk about John in a second, too. KKL, tell me something, Catherine Kelly Lang.
Catherine is just, she's, I've been with Catherine technically longer than any other relationship in my life.
That's right.
It's true.
That's right.
We've been, wow. We've been married, TV yes. married.
On the show, folks, on the show, on the show.
Yes. I married her 7 times, actually. I didn't even know that until the last day I was working. Because they had 7 different pictures out there of each one.
That's so funny.
I didn't know how many. We didn't know.
I don't
know
how many either. Just said that like 7, like dang.
7 times. Yeah, but 11 total with you, with all the misses and all
yes,
stuff.
Yes, yes.
Kelly is very funny. She's very down to earth. She's very, like, hippie mom.
Okay.
She's very just easygoing, takes stuff as it comes, and she's wonderful to work with, very professional always.
I really wanted to show that because the rest of the interview is really good. He talks about each of his female co-stars. We actually talk about the infamous Ridge and Bridget romance. Yes, you guys. We talk about it, and it's so funny to hear. He gives some really good juice behind the scenes about him and Jennifer Finnegan and how they felt about it. It's really good. So that's on AfterBuzz TV. So just go to Spotlight on, Ron Moss, type those in. And also on our Facebook page, World Breakdown, you can find it on there too. So it's really good. And I agree with you, Katie Bonnet. I love Ron too. I never thought anyone else could play Ridge. But I think TK is doing a great job. I think Torsten K is doing a great job. And what's funny is Ridge was always a little bit self-righteous. That's just kind of how his character is, King Ridge. It's like how he was. And I think Torsten's doing a great job. Ron Moss played 25 years. He gave somebody else a job, so we love that. And John Moss is one of the coolest people I've ever met in terms of just cool. He oozes cool. And he's just so down to earth and so nice. So that's an interview that you guys can watch. Yes, I agree. I love the RJ Thomas scenes. Great as brothers. Anthony Trapel and Christian Fode both are friends and fans of the show. And we love them. And one day we have them on together one day. So, yes, Duelman, that was disgusting. We talk about it. So, Duelman, you have to watch the episode and see what he says. We talk about it. How he thought that was his daughter all those years, became his sister, so to speak. But not by, I mean, it was just a weird, and he gives you. Oh, thank you, Michelle D, for sharing the interview. Thank you. Yes, we talk about it. It's such an interesting part of history. So, here are some upcoming events that are actually Bone Beautiful related. So, I am gone for 3 weeks, unfortunately. As I said, this is my late spring finale. So that's the 11th, 18th, and 25th of this month I will be gone. I'm on the road doing some of my other work that I do across the country. I will return, you guys ready for this, July 2nd, Sunday, with a special interview. So Bold Breakdown will be on at 8, normal time. But at 7 o'clock... Right before that, my interview with Ian Buchanan. He played James Warwick on Bold and the Beautiful. Won an Emmy for his portrayal as James Warwick on Bold and the Beautiful. We're going to have one-on-one, me and him, talking about General Hospital and Bold and the Beautiful and The Bay and all the things he's working on. We're going to sit and talk about it, and he's a lovely guy. So I'm excited for you guys to see that. But it'll be during the soap block time. So if you guys are watching Young and the Restless that day, because I want you to watch Abby, of course, you can watch it afterwards, of course. After you watch this show, just watch that one, too. But it's an hour with Ian Buchanan, Sunday, July 2nd. So when I come back, I brought a guest with me. So we have him, and maybe I'll persuade him to stay on the show and come on this show, too, maybe. So we'll see how he feels about that. So that's July 2nd. So after tonight, until July 2nd. Also, on Tuesday, this Tuesday, June 5th, my last two shows of this month will be back-to-back. I'm interviewing the Bold Beautiful Interviews. Courtney Grosbeck, who plays Coco, from 2 to 3. And Alex Wise, who plays Saul, from 3 to 4. So I'm doing both of those back-and-back. And back-to-back. So it'll be Courtney Grosbeck first, Alex Wise second, both on June 5th. So it's going to be all things Bold and Beautiful on June 5th. A little mini soap block on that day. So I'll be talking to them. They'll be here on this channel. I'm also in talks to have Lindsay Godfrey in, because remember, she plays Caroline. She was scheduled to come in. She had a family emergency. We're going to have her back in probably in July sometime. And I'm in talks with McCain, who plays CJ, to come on the show, too. So I'm telling you guys, I am really working hard to bring you people that are associated with Bold and Beautiful onto this show, to this network. So you can talk to them. You can open phone lines. You can talk to them. So you can ask them questions and see what they're up to. And, oh, Saul has a great butt. There you go, folks. I guess so. I know, Michelle, I know you guys are my co-hosts. I know how we're going to do this without you guys. No Bold Breakdown for 3 weeks. But I have to take care of some other stuff. That's the only thing I do. But in the meantime, I will be doing some more Bold and Beautiful rewinds on speaker.com and more Bold and Beautiful mini spotlights. So let me do some stuff to hold you over a little bit while I'm gone. Is that... June 6th. Sorry, June 6th. I'm sorry. Yes, it's June 6th. Tomorrow's June 5th. Thank you, Matt, there in pain. I'm old. I forget things tonight. I'm sorry. June 6th is when I'm interviewing Alex Wise and Courtney Grosbeck. So that'll be June 6th. Thank you. Sorry, you know. I'm obviously sober, so it's kind of crazy. But yeah, so I'm going to bring more people to you guys. Sean Caney wants to come back on the show. I'm working with people. We're going to have some more people coming on the show, too, as July and August roll around. You know, so... Still waiting for Jacqueline and Scott. I want them to come on the show. Trust me. I'm working on everybody. I want them all on the show. So you guys, just stay tuned. You guys know I work hard. I'm going to get them on the show. I want to give a shout out to the LGBT community. It's Happy Pride Month. Sacramento Pride had a Pride this weekend. Other cities had a Pride all over the world. Just be careful. Be safe. The world is kind of crazy out there, and there's a long way that the LGBT community has come. We have more to go. So just be careful out there. But happy Pride Month to everybody in June, and all the allies that support you and support everybody. And just so I want to say that to you guys. So Doodle Man wants me to mention Sal's booty on his show. No, he is actually really cute. I have to give some credit. Alex Wise, I have a little crush on him, a little man crush, and we'll see how I act around him on that. You want Hunter Tyler on the show? I would love to have her on the show. I don't know how to contact her. I would love to have her on the show. I think she'd be really interesting. She has an interesting story, doesn't she, out there? I would love to do that, of course, you guys. So that's our show for today. I'm going to miss you guys so much. I really am. I love doing the show. I love talking to you guys. And you guys who are all watching, it's watch the interview I did with him on Bold Beautiful Rewind. He talks about Deacon. That's on speaker.com, GLJ Media, so do that. One reason why I'm actually going to be out and about is because I have some fan events coming up for myself across the country for some other work that I do. I have 3 books out on Amazon.com, James Lott Jr. I have 3 books that I published, and I have a new book coming out later on this month. I also have a new song out. Yes, James Lott Jr. has a song called I Am Ready. It's on Google Play and Amazon right now. It'll be on iTunes June 15th. So those are kind of some of the things I'm doing across the country. I got to promote those things. But I'll be back here in this seat on July 2nd, Ian Buchanan, then our show. Maybe Matthew and Payne may come on. Who knows, right? He may come on and, pop in. But you guys are the best. Your patience when I have to leave is immeasurable. You guys are so wonderful and supportive of all things that I do. I'm gonna miss you guys too. Amber's baby, Doula Man, Michelle, Nakisha, Jacob, Katie, who else is in here? Daisy Flower, Nakisha already, of course. Let's see. I don't want to miss anybody. Zola, I'm so glad you joined us from South Africa. I'm so glad you did. You guys are, and Amanda, all the ones who didn't or not in the chat room just watching, I really do appreciate it so much. You guys are just the best. And that's what I do for you guys. AfterBuzz TV, iTunes, YouTube, Bold and Beautiful After Show, we're on there. And I will see you in about a month.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.